Beauty is gum deep. Yeah, so I'm sitting there enjoying my yogurt and Fiber One with 57% of your RDA of fiber and admiring the morning sun filtering through Tessa's roses, which are still bright yellow on their sixth day in a vase on the kitchen table. Tessa was smiling and enjoying them, too. In a few minutes the sun would move on, and the daily golden moment would be over forever. I had a few bites left when I spied Aunt Ray's bottom teeth peeping from behind the vase. I didn't point them out to Tessa. Her face was so pretty as she smiled and watched the daily dance of the sun in her flowers. They're wilting a little bit, and they will probably go to the compost pile this evening. I didn't want to detract from this final moment. However, the disembodied set of gleaming molars pretty much killed my interest in my 160-calorie breakfast. I probably got almost 100 calories. At least I would avoid starvation. I'm not bitching about the teeth. In the soft rays of the morning sun, the brilliant white enamel and soft pink gums shimmered and shone, even though they had sat drying on the table all night. I admit, they're nice teeth, and we all have to chew. Best I can tell, they're wonderful teeth. They're better than mine. I have nice teeth, too, but mine are aging. Aunt Ray's teeth will never age. They're like Keats's Grecian fucking urn. When old age shall this generation waste, thou shalt remain in midst of other woe. Might as well face it, though. I'm a big pussy. Aunt Ray's bottom teeth might dwell in the timeless dimension of art, but they can still stimulate a gag reflex. I rose from the table and went to the sink. Rinsed the remainder of my slimy yogurt down the drain and poked all the rat turd shaped cereal particles swirling down to the sewer. It fought down a piece of shredded peach that tried to come back up. Swallowed. Yes. Truth is beauty. But sometimes beauty is the ugly fucking truth.